Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour. On today's show, we will have an interview done by David Teasdale with Mr. Zeljko Dragovic, president of Taxi Sherbrooke. And since the interview is a little long today, we will proceed with the interview without a song beforehand.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Miodo Drago from Taxi Sherbrooke. Something that's always been interesting to me is Taxi Sherbrooke and some of the questions I have about it. And you have been very generous in saying that you would explain things to us. So how long has Taxi Sherbrooke been around?
Yes, good day. It's our 75th anniversary this year.
75 years.
Yeah, 75 years away with the people of Sherbrooke.
Wow.
And if you allow me, I'm going to give you a quick history of our company.
Yes,
so
please.
Actually, in June 1949, Red Diamond Taxi was incorporated with 50 cars. Blue Veteran Taxi, which had 25 cars, merged together on September 1970. To form Sherbrooke Taxi, Sherbrooke Radio Taxi. So they had 75 cars. After that, like in 1985, the company name was changed to Taxi de Sherbrooke Inc., along with the logo of the company. So it's still uncommon today to hear the people using term Sherbrooke Taxi, referring to our company. in June 1999, Taxi Sherbrooke and the company AL, Ascot and Lennoxville Taxi, merged their operation as well as their territories. So that led to join the two companies together. And in January 2023, Taxi Sherbrooke became a cooperative of vehicle owners to provide the paid transportation service for individuals. So today we have 85 cars, and we are offering our services to our population here.
85. That's quite a few cars.
Yeah.
So it's a corporation. It's a co-op.
Yeah, it's a co-op. Yeah.
That's interesting. So you mentioned that there were companies that fused together. That's why you have two different phone numbers, 562-3838 and 562-4717.
Yeah, exactly. Those two numbers are actually the two phone numbers from founding companies. Red Diamond Taxi, which was 562-4717 and Blue Veteran Taxi, which was 562-3838.
It's a great service. And yeah, it's interesting that there was also a taxi service in Lennoxville. I didn't know that.
Yeah. In the time, there was a taxi service in Lennoxville that was like a company was named AL, Ascot and Lennoxville.
Oh.
And in June 1999, We incorporate Taxi AL with Taxi Sherbrooke.
What is the territory that you cover?
With the change of the passenger transportation law, the regions that define the territories of taxi companies have disappeared. So currently we can operate throughout the Quebec, but we strive to provide services to the people of Sherbrooke and the neighboring cities.
Okay. So it's not a clearly defined region, but it's all within reason.
Yep.
Okay. And how does someone become a taxi driver? What is the procedure? Do they have training? Do they have to go meet certain criteria? How does that work?
That's for sure. Nobody that have a criminal dossier or something like that file, I mean, I cannot become taxi driver. So that's the first thing that a driver has to obtain. And after that, there is approval of our board. We are going accept driver or not. After that, each driver must undergo taxi driver training that we offer to our drivers. So we offer training, ordinary training. After that, we have training for persons with disabilities, because in 2010, all our drivers successfully completed the taxi transportation training course for people with disability from Quebec Ministry of Transportation. Mm-hmm. And after that, in 2013, all drivers completed equally training program for school bus drivers, a 6-hour 7 course to ensure quality service for transporting school children.
Wow.
And recently, in 2003, we had a course of hazardous material transportation.
Really?
So everybody can, a company can offer delivery of any kind of parcels to our clients.
That's amazing. So it's reassuring to know that when you call a Sherbrooke taxi, you're getting someone who's been trained, someone who's been vetted, someone that you know is reliable. That's very important. Very important.
That's very,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
not just anybody can walk up and say, I'm a taxi driver.
No way.
And
we try Rema really to do our best to have qualified drivers.
I suppose the drivers and also the vehicles are fully insured as well.
Yes, that's very important. The drivers and the vehicles are fully insured, and we have all the data in our files here in the company. So mm-hmm. we are able to say at any moment which driver drives what car, and we can go and check every and each ride that certain driver had done or something like that. Oh. So everything's really, really well done and well formed. Like.
And what about the maintenance and the condition of the taxis themselves?
Yeah, the vehicles are inspected 2 times a year. At 6 months, we have to go to pass the mechanic verification, and we have we receive some kind of attestation like the vehicle is good for the road, so we can continue to do our job.
No.
And be sure that the vehicles are safe for our drivers and our clients, naturally.
Yes, absolutely. So that's a big reassurance right there. You know, you have a driver who's professional, who's trained, who's insured, and he's driving a vehicle that's inspected regularly. Very reassuring things to know about when you're, you know, getting into basically someone else's vehicle and counting on them to get you there safely and back safely. So that's very important. Yeah.
Very, very. As I mentioned, also, we have all data. We can go a few months back to see what kind of car was at a certain address and who was the driver that took a person and service. So everything is really, really secure and organized for our clients.
Do you have regular customers who, like, for instance, you know, you pick them up every Tuesday at 3 o'clock or something like that? Is that a service that's available?
Yes. We have a possibility to open the account with the Taxi Sherbrooke. So if you are taking your taxi a few times a week or several times a month, you can pay a monthly payment by having an account here with the Taxi Sherbrooke. So we have private accounts. We have accounts with some factories or hospitals and so on. And we have account with the Transport de Sherbrooke too. So we work with them in order to offer service for the people that are in special needs, something like that.
That's very important. People with special needs can also avail themselves of a safe, secure taxi service and get to where they need to go. And I suppose it also helps with people who have go do their groceries. And so yeah, that helps as well.
Yes. And like I mentioned before, we offer that service to delivery any kind of parcels. So the people who are unable to go to do their grocery, they can call and prepare their groceries by the store, and our driver will go and pick them up for them. So everything is possible. We have that kind of service too.
That's very important and very good to know. Are there any other services that I haven't mentioned that we haven't talked about?
We have one van adapted accessible taxi.
Oh, okay.
The taxi that was
a taxi that was modified.
Yes, modified by factory in order to accept the wheelchairs and stuff like that. So we are offering that service too. We have accessible taxi with a driver who is specially trained for those kind of transportation.
Now, often we think of using a taxi when you look outside and you see that it's ice everywhere, but the taxis are still running. So the taxi service is available through the pandemic. It was available through storms and through all kinds of problems like that. The taxis keep going. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. Actually, we were here all through the pandemic of COVID-19. We were here with our neighbors, our clients, our Sherbrooke people, and we tried very hard to help them and to comfort them in that kind of situation, yeah.
That's very, very important as well. Now, is there an app or something like that to be able to access Taxi Sherbrooke? Yes.
We use our application. So the best way is to go and visit our website, which is www.taxisherbrooke.com. Over there, you can find a lot of information, very, very important, like how to reserve a taxi, what kind of services we are offering to our clients, our rates. So you have you can find payment options, taxi fare estimator, so you can put any destination you want, and you will have an approximate price of your trip. After that, we have long distances fare and other information. How to become a taxi driver? If you lose something for lost articles, if you lose your telephone or any kind of object in your article, you can go at our website and fill up the form, and we are going to check it up for you if somebody a driver had found your phone, let's say. So there is a lot of information over there, and as you mentioned, we have an application, is Coop Taxi application. So yes, you can order a taxi by application. It's very safe. You can follow your taxi on a real time, real map.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And even you can communicate with your driver. So send them a message or something like that. So you everything's, and you can pay with a credit card or by application. So
well, that's handy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's very handy. And for some people, like I know for myself, I've taken the taxi when I've had to go to the hospital because it's almost cheaper, because by the time you drive to the hospital and if you have an appointment for a certain hour and you're looking for a parking space, especially at Hotel Dieu, you can look a long time to find a parking space and maybe miss your appointment. I find it easier. And once you get to the Hotel Dieu, you have to pay for the parking. So it's almost easier to call a taxi. It drops you right off at the door. You don't have to pay for parking. So I find that convenient.
Yeah, you're really right. There is no surprises with our taxis, because the fares are managed with the Transport de Québec.
So yes,
you have fares that are like start is $5.50, and after that there is $2 each kilometer. So it's much easier. It's safe, and as I mentioned before, you can calculate your trip on our site, and it's going to cost you, like you said, less than to use your taxi and pay a parking permit or something like that.
Yeah, so, because it's a real hassle trying to find a parking space there, and I always get there and I worry about not finding a space in time for my appointment, and I just find it's easier to call a taxi. And you know, the difference in price is not very, very much. It's surprising.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's very surprising. Yeah. Now, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you would like to add?
I would like to say hello to all the people that are listening to us, and be our guest. I mean, call the taxi anytime you have to go anywhere. I mean, taxi, Co-op Taxi Sherbrooke is there for you, and we will be pleased to help you in any way. Like I said, we have many options to help you, to bring you some parcels, to deliver you things, or to transport the people with special needs. We are here for you.
That brings up something that I forgot to mention. Are there any days when you're not there? Is it 24/7, 365 days a year?
Yeah, it's 24/7, 365 days a year. Yeah. We're always there, day and night, and our call center. Yes, I was looking for our call center is 24, like you said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the year around. So you're welcome to call us anytime.
That's amazing. That's really wonderful. Well, I want to thank you very much on the behalf of our listeners for informing us about the Taxi Sherbrooke and all of the great services, the many, many times that I've taken taxis, always being courteous, always being very efficient, very professional, very, very pleased with my experiences with Taxi Sherbrooke. So I want to thank you for providing that service to our community and talking to us today.
Thank you very much once again, and thank you for the nice words. And like we said at the beginning, we are here 75 years. We were here 75 years with you, and we are going to continue to give you a good service in the future.
Well, thank you very much. That's amazing.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Townships Festival called Shazam Fest. It's on from July 11th to the 14th. Check out the website, www.shazamfest.com. Join the group, walk and talk with Vent Over Tea. Guided walks near Lennoxville this summer. Check out the website at ventovertea.com/events. Sunday, July 14th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., meeting at the parking lot at the Otto Beaver Park. The first group walk this summer, free and available to everyone. Literacy in Action is having their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, August 29th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. and the location is to be announced, and we'll keep you posted on that.
If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com.
Today we're going to talk about stiff necks here on the health news for the townships at 12. When you wake up and can't even swivel to look at the alarm clock, you know something is wrong. Unlike neck pain caused by nerve damage, which feels sharp and achy, a stiff neck is reduced mobility caused by muscle strain. In addition to injuries and arthritis, these lifestyle factors can be culprits. Stress, we tend to store a lot of tension in the neck and shoulders. The muscle tension can cause the neck to stiffen up. Phone use. It is amazing how often we see stiff necks caused by chronic forward head leaning for texting. Cradling your phone between your ear and your shoulder can also cause stiffness and pain. Sleep posture. Snoozing without proper neck support can cause muscles to tighten up and neck joints to feel stiff. This is especially true for those who sleep on their stomachs, as the position requires you to twist your neck. How to stop the stiffness. Applying heat, using arnica cream, and gently massaging the spot can help ease the pain. Set up an ergonomic workspace. Keep your computer monitor at eye level, use a separate keyboard if you're on a laptop, and have your desk chair level with your typing surface to avoid hunching your shoulders. Go hands-free. Bluetooth earbuds or a speakerphone can help you avoid bending your neck over your phone. And sleep smart. Choose a pillow that is the correct thickness to keep your spine aligned. Look for one that is contoured or even adjustable. Or try to sleep on your side with your neck supported so your shoulders are positioned at a 90-degree angle to it. And that's our health news today for the townships at 12. And that's from the popular health magazine called Prevention. And I want to thank both David Teasdale for doing the interview today and Mr. Zeljko Dragovic, the president of Taxi Sherbrooke. We learned a lot about Taxi Sherbrooke. It's a very great service. And we're going to close with a song by Imagine Dragons, Take Me to the Beach. And I just want to let everybody know that the townships at 12 will be on vacation for the next 3 weeks. Look for us again in the second week of August. Thanks everybody for listening and hope you're enjoying the summer.
Got a million people saying how to plan it. I can no longer stand it. Gonna spend my days telling them to can it. Each one do their own. Got a salesman ringing my phone. Tell me where to go. No, I don't wanna hear the down low. Nothing on a penny, never wanna hear you preach. No.
No! Oh, 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 oh.